You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. You can't go on and on and on and on and on doubting yourself. It doesn't work. You will drive yourself crazy. You will go into a deep, dark hole when you doubt yourself, because this is the opposite of light. And you are the light. I had a dream once, many, many years ago, of my sweet dear friend who we were in a cave and I was helping her heal. She was lying on this cold ground in this cave. And I asked, okay, if I'm helping her heal, I feel like I'm in a way maybe extracting something, or I'm working with these energies that she is consisting of, or I'm helping her in some way. But what do I do with this energy that I'm working with? What do I do with it? And I heard, send it to the light. Send it to the light. As an energy worker, psychic medium, a trance channel, all these things, you know, I've learned a lot over the years. I've learned tons. And one of the things that gets to me, and you may disagree, and that's okay, that's totally fine. But I've heard that people say to, you know, when you're working with others energetically, to send it to the earth, you know, like it, let's say that you're helping someone heal, or you're taking out these dense knots or these dense energies, or you're working on the chakras. I've heard from some perspectives to send it to the earth, or send it to the ground, or to flush it down the toilet. But to me, and what I heard and what I feel is true, again, you can feel differently, is to send it to the light. The light can handle anything and everything. Now, it's interesting because just a few moments ago, I said, you are light. You are the light. And what does that mean? Does it seem like we're sending each other these energies? Are we taking in this energy? Essentially, it's all consciousness. It's all the same. It's all the same. The light can handle anything. The light is expansiveness. It's like these itty bitty tiny particles, these atoms, these dynamic reflective crystals, more or less, just orbs of floating entities. This sounds crazy, but this is what's coming to me. And essentially that's what we are as well. We're made of light, and we're made of what the earth is. And we can take this information, we can use this information to invoke this lightness in us. So when we're working on others or ourselves or the planet, we have this intention of healing. We want to heal. So in order to do this, a lot of times what happens is our emotions get in the way. We can be so distraught. We can be so heartbroken. We can be filled with dense rage and anger. And these emotions are forms of energy. They're dense energy. But in order to help the way that would be the best, quote unquote, right, is to remove your own ideals from the situation. So in other words, when you think that something is best for that person. Oh, I think that person needs to go on a diet. Oh, I think that person needs to leave that person. Oh, I think that that person has horrific trauma and that trauma needs to be removed. And that's okay, right? So we have these opinions, we have these thoughts. And so they get in the way, they come to us, and these thoughts will never really go away. But in order to be this channel for healing energy, we want to try as best as we can to remove these thoughts, our opinions, because they're our perspective, right? And it doesn't mean that we can't use them. I do think, especially like in counseling and talk therapy, we can use our own perspectives. I do think in a way that helps. But if we're working energetically, like, you know, for prana or reiki or in those sort of essential elements of healing, we want to try to remove our own opinion, right? We don't want to direct the energy necessarily to another part of the body, or we don't want to try to extract something, right? Instead, we just want to be that channel. We want to try and remove our emotions. So how do we do that? When you are very, very passionate about something, you will notice that you, again, probably will feel enraged. You'll feel angry. You will start to cry. You may feel anxious, like you don't know which direction to go. You'll start to feel a bit out of control, right? But spirit, God consciousness, is asking you to tap into that passion of yours when you are feeling calm, when you are feeling joyful, when you are feeling at ease, when you are feeling settled, when you are feeling connected. And then allow yourself to be that channel of healing. These emotions aren't better than the other emotions, because there is an equal light to darkness and darkness to light. It's what helps balance everything. It helps us give this understanding. But with these lighter feeling emotions, we can be this channel that is lighter. And so then we can help the situation in a much better state, in an observing state, but a state of detachment. We are not trying to maneuver the energy. And so, going back to what I said at the beginning, sending it to the light, right? Sending it to the light. And typically what I say, and again, to each their own, is I ask to help this person in all ways for the highest good. And then so be it. And then that's it. I don't try to get involved too much. I just allow for the information to flow. Now, when you first start out, if you're interested in this field as a psychic or a healer or working energetically, or even an artist, right? In any way of expressing yourself, essentially, communicator, a speaker, a teacher, a healer of any form. When you're first starting out, the mind is going to be quite involved because you are a good student. You want to do well. You have a good willpower. You have a good sense of, I want to achieve. I want to be successful. Essentially, we all do, right? I want to be of help in the best way possible. So our minds get in the way, especially when we're first learning something. We have to use the mind very actively in order to take in the information, to understand what we can do with it. So, like, for example, right now, maybe you're taking notes, maybe you're taking physical notes, maybe you're taking mental notes. And so the more that you practice your skill, your craft, the thing that you feel passionate about, the more that you go into this state of, this is what I would like to do and to practice, the more that you practice, the easier it'll get. So what did you take from this lesson? What stood out to you? What's been helpful? You are light. You're here to help. You are this beam of light. Maybe it's better worded that way to help you understand that essentially we're all the same. We're all trying to figure this out. And that kind of helps ease the moment, right? Helps ease the moment. You are light, I am light, we are beams of light, we are here to help, and always for the highest good. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.